While state and federal officials have been closely monitoring the situation at the nuclear power plant in Japan, they say that the failure there has not had any impact in Alaska.
All air monitoring stations are indicating background levels.
That's John Edwards, a radiation expert with the Environmental Protection Agency. The EPA has decided to expand its RadNet system, which examines air and drinking water for radiation contamination. While the EPA already had radiation monitors in place in Anchorage, Juneau, and Fairbanks, the agency is setting up new ones in Unalaska and Nome, along with an extra one in Juneau, to cover a greater geographic area across the state. The monitors arrived in Unalaska and Nome yesterday, and they'll be up and running by next week, says Bernd Gilly, chief of the Alaska State Public Health Laboratories.
Right now, those two new devices are still being set up and calibrated.
Greg Wilkinson is a spokesman for Alaska's Department of Health and Social Services, and he says that the state does not expect those monitors to pick up high levels. He said that radiation levels would have to be 40 times higher than usual for there to be any health concern.
And sometimes you get a little more. Maybe you go to the dentist. Maybe you go through screening at the airport. Maybe, you go and you break your arm. You go and you get more radiation exposure in certain ways. It all depends on how much exposure you're getting, how quickly you're getting that level of exposure, and how long that level of exposure is expected to last.
In Unalaska, residents have continued on with their daily lives. Public Safety Director Jamie Sunderland stressed that community members should be doing exactly that and avoiding medical precautions that could have adverse side effects.
Right now, there is no threat. There's no reason to panic right now. You don't need to be taking iodine.
In Kodiak, officials say they are in close contact with state emergency coordinators to monitor any possible threat of radiation contamination blowing over the Gulf of Alaska. Kodiak Fire Chief Rome Kamai heads the community's emergency planning effort.
Myself, the police chief, have been checking the State Emergency Coordination Center's website daily. They've been putting out a situation report daily with a few other attachments, either from the Department of Health and Social Services here in Alaska or from the EPA or some of the other federal partners that are providing information.
More information is available at the Environmental Protection Agency website as well as the State of Alaska. Links are at our website, aprn.org.